Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, sir, Tim. Thank you so much.
Talk about the event this evening. You're telling me underway at 8 o'clock. What's going to happen?
Okay, tonight at a racetrack at 8 p.m., we're going to have a candlelight vigil to kind of celebrate the birthday for Elijah and also to keep awareness here for everybody to you know, pay attention to everything that's going on. And if you know anything, to get in touch with Oconee County Sheriff's Department. The Gamble family had started hashtag Justice for Elijah and have been out there steadily, and his friends working and holding signs up so that people, you know, kind of stay awake to what has happened here to Elijah. We want to give a big thank you to that family, and we want to welcome anybody and everybody out tonight to show some love. And we've had so much outpour of love for Elijah. It's just been amazing. I mean, truly amazing. And we want to thank everybody for everything that they've been doing.
Talk about the folks at the racetrack. Again, Elijah, you were telling me, had worked there for about a year, more or less, a year before his death last week. And tell me about those folks and the way they have responded to this and how they're interacting with you and your family.
Oh, man, the racetrack family has been really, really good to the family. I mean, they have been there for the family. They've actually added, you know, helped out with the reward towards the capture, a $10,000 reward for the arrest and capture of the monster that did kill Elijah. And we're hoping that that'll help somebody to, you know, if you notice anything or heard anything or whatever, to come forward with it and talk to the Oconee County Sheriff's Department. But the racetrack family has truly been there, you know, for the family. I have to give them credit for that. You know, it being as big a business that it is, they still have been personal to all of the family on this with Elijah. And I want to thank them for it.
The event this evening, again, 8 o'clock at that racetrack, a candlelight vigil. You'll be there, his twin sister there, and other family members there. I know, because when we spoke one day this week, I guess it was Monday, the plan was to have the funeral open to the public. It could not be, the coronavirus pandemic dictating otherwise, so a closed service for the family early this week. And I suppose in some sense, this is about giving the people who would have certainly wanted to be at that funeral an opportunity to show up tonight.
Yes, sir, it is. It is. And Lord and Stephen's done very well for the funeral. I mean, they've done a beautiful job. And even though it was for the family, a lot of friends and public did come, and Lord and Stephen's did not stop them from being there. The service was just a little bit more private, but the visitation and the viewing, I mean, we was loaded. We had a 50-car procession that followed us to the site to lay him beside his mother. I mean, it was just a beautiful thing, all the outpouring, the people that did come and was able to be there. And like I said, Lord and Stephens, I give them credit. They tried to control what was going on, but there was too much love, and so they kind of held the doors open and let them come in as they came in. And that was a big thanks for us, too. You know, we really appreciated that a lot.
Trip Lemons, again, brother-in-law of Elijah Wood. And we're concerned about you. We pray for you, obviously. But there's a bond that most of us, and most of us aren't, who are not twins, cannot begin to fathom. Tell me about his sister and how she's holding up over the course of all this.
She's holding up. I'll say that. She is holding up. But, yes, there is a bond. And it wasn't just a bond of the twins itself. It's her and Elijah were really, really close. I mean, really close. And also, it's a big effect on it. I mean, I can't even imagine myself, as much as I love Elijah and I was around him. But yes, there's a bigger bond than you actually believe between twins. But as brothers and sisters, that their whole family, the brothers and the sister and the father and all, was just, you know, such a close unit together. And on the way that they was brought up together, that the bond's way more than a twin bond. I mean, but she's doing the best that she can and all, and she really appreciates all the love that's been shown, and she knew what her brother was, and she knows where her brother is, and that's the only thing I think that's helping her to hold it together at this time.
I'm trying to think of a way to say this without it sounding bad, and frequently I fail at that, and it doesn't stop me, and so I'll try it again now. Every family, and listen, I come from the poorest part of the state, and my family not particularly wealthy down there at the time that I came along anyway, and I know what this is like. I know what this dynamic is like. Within a lot of families, there's that one person. There's that one person that everybody recognizes as the one of us who is going to go beyond what the rest of us have been able to do. My sense is that's the way people in that family looked at Elijah.
Exactly. I mean, Elijah was a part of every one of us. You know, he wasn't just focused at coming and seeing this part of the family. Elijah was a part of every single one of this family. I mean, it doesn't matter how close. If you was a third, fourth cousin, Elijah made sure he come and seen you, or he checked on you to see how you was. Elijah was that one shining light in the family. I mean, he stood out. Everybody has a story of Elijah. Everybody has a tale of Elijah. I mean, Elijah was family. Elijah spread a lot of love to all of us, and he woke a lot of us up to what family actually is. And also, yes, Elijah was that one in the family.
I know we talked about this earlier this week. I don't know what else there is to know beyond what we discussed back on Monday in terms of what you may be hearing from the sheriff's office, the ongoing investigation, the status of it. The sheriff on Facebook earlier this week saying, listen, it's too soon to really know anything about conclusions as to who or why this was done. What, if anything, by way of updating the investigation, do you folks have that you could share with us?
We just have – there's a lot of leads coming in. There's a lot of calls coming in, and I commend Sheriff Hale for the job that he's doing, but I commend his men mostly for the job that they're doing. I mean, they are following everything that they get in. We haven't really had that big moment that we need, and that's the reason, you know, that Sheriff Hale is trying to keep it out there for us. His men are beating the ground for us and all, and we're waiting for that one person to step forward and give us the lead that we need. And we're hoping that $10,000 reward will help to urge that person or that person's friend or whatever to come forward and say, hey, this is, you know, I think it's this. Look at the photos. If you notice the eyebrow, if you notice the eyes, a pair of shoes, the gloves, anything on that person, even if it's not who you think it is, call the sheriff's department and tell them any lead is what we're looking for. I mean, it may be the smallest thing that you notice on that photo may bring us this person in and all. But Sheriff Hale he's stayed in touch with the family. I mean, but, you know, it's like we said Monday and all, he can't give us too much information and we can't spread too much information and all, but we still need somebody to come forward. Everybody keep showing these pictures so that somebody hopefully recognizes something in the photo to help us bring this person in.
And again, the event tonight, Trip Lemons, 8 o'clock at the racetrack, the store there on Macon Highway, at which Elijah Wood worked, at which he was killed a week ago. The service underway, the candlelight vigil underway at 8 o'clock this evening, open to the public. Obviously, that's the reason for the conversation here. And thankfully, I mean, I'm looking at the forecast here. It calls for clearing skies, and by this evening could actually be kind of nice, so it looks like we're dodging the weather bullet there, and that Trip Lemons is good news.
Yes, sir, it's very good news. And like you said, it's at racetrack at 7921 Macon Highway, Watkinsville, Georgia, 8 p.m. tonight. The rain's going to hold back for us to be able to do this visual. We understand why it's rained for the last couple of days and all. And so, you know, tonight is God's grace for us to be able to do this. And we want everybody to come. I mean, everybody to come. Keep in mind with the COVID restrictions and everything as you come, but just come. There's plenty of room out there and a lot of air, so I think we'll be fine. But let's just show up, show the love, and let this person know, hey, you took somebody that was very important to this community and very, very important to this family. And we're not going to stop until you're brought in.
Trip Lemons, best of luck tonight and best of luck moving forward. Grace and prayers to your family, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, sir, Tim. And I just want to thank you and your station for keeping this going and keeping this notice and all. And thank you for your personal text and answering it any time that I message you also, Tim. You've been wonderful to the family.
Very, very much the least I can do. Again, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, sir, Tim. Thank you so much.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.